This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've always felt like I was capable of doing everything I wanted. And not to sound cocky, I think this is probably true for everyone, but I am capable of doing everything that I want to do, no matter what skill it might be. I still think that that's true, but something that growing up has led to is the realization that there's a huge, massive difference between being capable and being good, of being capable of doing something and gaining the skill and actually being capable of becoming a really high performer in that space or one of the best in that field and that craft. Something that I think probably everyone listening to this could relate to, I find myself seeing others performing at a high level at a task, something like drawing or painting or music or other forms of art or coding or design, whatever it might be. I see others performing at a really, really high level, and I just like see myself drawn to them so deeply, drawn to the idea of doing this thing so deeply, so like fully, that I have to try. I have to dive down the rabbit hole, give it a shot, and see if this is something I can perform at. And I'm usually really excited by this. I'm usually really, really excited by the process of learning this new skill and figuring out what I can do with it and where the boundaries are and just diving into it. But the cycle is always the same, because eventually I lose interest. I lose interest, and then I see the next craft or thing that I'm really attracted to, and I feel the same level of being drawn to it. And I just kind of stop doing the last thing. Maybe I've gotten pretty decent at it. Maybe I've gotten better than average at it. It becomes another skill that I know I can deploy if needed. It becomes something that I better understand about the world and can pull on for future projects. But I pretty much never revisit it as like a thing I'm going to pursue.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And I find myself wondering, why does this happen? Like, where does this come from? What is it that I'm actually attracted to when I see these people performing at such a high level? And where does that desire to jump in and try it actually come from? And I think there's a lot of reasons. And I think there's a ton of reasons for this. But I think it ties back to the topics of the last two episodes. So back in episode 870, I talk about why you should stop trying to be productive and focus instead on being effective. And then in episode 871, I talk about why you shouldn't feel pressured by society to change your life, to upend your situation. When I think about this question in the context of those two, the push to be productive by society and the pressure to constantly change and constantly be working towards something else. And then when I factor in the fact that I pretty much constantly need to be working on 10 things at once in order to feel valuable, and that the idea of rest has at different points in my life felt like a wasteful activity. When I factor all of these things in together, I think that both of these things play a massive role in pushing us to do more than we realistically can. I think the pressure from society, the push to be more productive, the push to change your life constantly leads to feeling like you need to constantly be doing things, feeling like rest is a wasteful activity, feeling like you are not valuable if you are not trying the next thing, if you're not constantly searching for your passion or whatever it might be. And that's, of course, not to say that we shouldn't try things, that we shouldn't pursue new things. I actually think that we should. We should spend a lot more time trying new things and sampling. I've talked about this a long time ago on the podcast, the concept of sampling and exploring what you could be working on, what you could be doing, what you might be interested in, and kind of just chasing those interests in the moment. I think that's ultimately a really healthy activity. But I think the difference is how we approach it, how we think about it, the underlying sort of philosophy that comes with that. Are we sampling because we're truly interested in that specific thing and it might be something we could be good at? Or are we sampling because we feel we need to be doing the next thing because we haven't found our thing yet? Something when I revisit my own story on this, something that I've learned over the years is when I see people performing in like really, really at a really high level in whatever craft, I think historically I've confused this with the idea that I should be doing that exact work. You know, I fall in love with an anime or a manga and somewhere my brain switches to, I want to create anime and manga. I want to create this same feeling that it gave me. I fall in love with dubstep or EDM, and somewhere in my brain it switches to, I want to create that same feeling that they gave me. I fall in love with art or coding or building products or any category of thing, and I turn it into, I want to create that same feeling. Where I've screwed up or where I've messed up is I think I've erased the fact that what I'm attracted to is the feeling they gave me, not necessarily the craft. The craft is beautifully done. It's incredible. It's fantastic. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I need to do that craft. What I need to be looking for is something I can bring the same level of love and joy and care for in order to produce that feeling for somebody else. That's where I need to spend my time. And the reason I'm talking about this is I think it's very easy to confuse the two, to see somebody doing incredible work at their craft and to confuse it with, I need to do that craft as well. Instead of, I need to find something that allows me to bring that same feeling to others. I think it's possible to be attracted to the craft and recognize that it's not necessarily that that craft is for you. It might be. and you can still sample it, you can still explore, you can still learn. That's how you eventually find this thing. But there is a shift in how you think about it and how you approach sampling that ultimately, I believe, will lead to much more enjoyment of the journey of discovering whatever that craft and practice is that is for you. That's my, honestly, kind of lesson to myself, but hopefully it's something you can find valuable as well. Thank you for taking the time, and I'll talk to you next time.